Okay, settle yourself down now. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to begin by taking a few nice, long, slow, deep breaths. And before you let go completely, and allow yourself to go even deeper into a hypnotic, calming rest, I want you to just let yourself listen carefully to everything I have to say to you. The whole process happens automatically, so you don't even need to think about that right now. And of course, you'll need no conscious control over whatever happens as you just continue to relax. And as you allow yourself to go even deeper into that relaxation, you'll notice how you can possibly begin to hear my voice in different ways. My voice might fade into the background, or it might be prominent in the foreground. You may notice other sounds around you. But you can be assured that my voice will affect you and guide you and even empower you to condition your own thoughts to think the way you want to think, to make those decisions assertively and powerfully. And you don't need to listen to me consciously. As you begin to relax more and more, your unconscious mind, that creative part, will begin to hear all it needs to hear. So right now, I'd like you to notice whereabouts you feel the most comfort within your entire body, where you feel most at ease. And you might imagine this feeling as a colour. You might imagine that colour spreading, surrounding you, soaking into you or through you. As you begin to focus your mind right now on the most pleasant sensation you have at this moment. And as you do so, you can understand that sooner or later, your attention will wander away from that focus. And each time it wanders, you'll go even deeper into that relaxation. And while you hear my voice, and have your focus on the more pleasurable sensations that you feel, just simply being. Not doing anything, just being. And when you have that focus on those sensations, just a very simple comfort can be realized. A comfort just like when you were a baby, when you were fed, laid down in a comfortable warmth, and you didn't need anything else. You can feel content just like that, to simply drift off. There are so many levels within your own mind. We're not aware of all of those levels all at once. There's always something more that you can explore. Always something new to become aware of. And in this relaxation, you can begin to find any part, any level of your mind fascinating. Allow yourself to become fully absorbed in that relaxation. And as you do, in that absorption, you become more and more open to all of the resources within your own mind. Just let yourself become absorbed, entranced, fascinated by the simple fact of your own perceptions and awarenesses moving and changing and evolving and empowering. And as they do, right now, you can take all the time you wish to do so, to let it all slow right down, to enjoy the way that a soft, comfortable feeling of relaxation washes through you. Perhaps a feeling of sleepiness or drowsiness washes over you, without you having to do anything at all but enjoy. Letting that attention be caught by whatever happens, and then letting it fall naturally onto more and more pleasing thoughts and positive feelings. Because you can be entirely free, right here and now, and later, safely protected by your subconscious mind. And you might notice that at some times there could be tension somewhere in your entire body. There could be tension. And if so, there's no need to worry about it, because it will release of its own accord just as soon as your mind knows that it's appropriate to release that tension. And right here and now, you can hand over control just as much as is right now to that part of your being which is always standing by, ready to help you. Your subconscious mind. There are countless occasions every day when our subconscious helps us, and we're so familiar with them that we take those times for granted. And as you proceed further and deeper into relaxation and calmness, you find you naturally gain more and more confidence. And you can allow that confidence to happen, just as you allow relaxation to happen, without doing anything, just allowing. Because you can do more than you can think. When we go to sleep easily, our subconscious looks after us. It wakes us if necessary, and we hardly think of it because we don't need to think of it now. And you can take that confidence for granted too, and you don't need to think of that right now. Instead, I want you to imagine yourself in one of your favorite places, wherever that might be, a real place, imaginary place, perhaps even right here and now, it doesn't matter. But imagine yourself in a favorite place. And I want you to feel what you really like about that place. Notice how that's connected to every part of the whole place. How your feelings are connected to this place. How the temperature makes you feel. The sensations around you, the colors, the shapes, the light, the shade, silences or the sounds, any movements. Just imagine it right here and right now. And notice how you're connected to that place. If you can, I want you to really get into that scene and to pay attention to all the sensations within your body as you're there. Feel your body responding to your own awareness of being in that favorite place. And just let your imagination begin to increase every pleasurable part of your awareness right now. Everything that makes you feel good. Because right here and now, you can be confident. And right here and now, a confident feeling can live within you. You can create this feeling on your own. And you'll do so whenever you wish, whenever you need. Just stepping into that feeling of confidence, that feeling of success. You can even rehearse your achievements, tuning out any old-fashioned, unhelpful thoughts, because your mind is strong. You can look down a list of things to do and rehearse the feeling of actually having achieved them all, noticing how it feels once you've achieved those things. Every single experience can teach you something. And you can look forward to learning from the unknown. Every second of your future, it contains something new, something unknown. Every second can teach you something. Every second is an opportunity to build your confidence, there'll always be risk in all of our lives. And as you learn now to accept that there will always be risks, you learn now how to face them with more ease, with more assurance. You know that risk is there, and you know that you can be confident to make great decisions, to learn from them. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of the simple truths that we can't absolutely avoid any kind of suffering. It's impossible. We can't avoid any kind of risk, but we can learn to accept them, to notice them. And as we accept that risk is there, we can accept and allow them to pass by more quickly, sometimes without even noticing them on a conscious level. At an unconscious level, you can now review all the positive thoughts that you've ever had about yourself. Thinking of all the compliments, any congratulations, any achievements that you've ever received. Just thinking right now about any compliments, any congratulations, any level of achievements that you've ever attained, received, heard. And you can understand now that each one of them points towards your own potential. You did that. You achieved that. You earned that compliment. You're the cause of those positive remarks and thoughts and achievements. And in the future, even more positive thoughts and remarks may be made about you. And you'll feel so comfortable with that. So carry on reviewing all these positive thoughts. In fact, you can amplify them so that they become louder and clearer. Every day now brings a new possibility of achievement, however big or small. A new possibility of happiness and understanding. So each and every day you can explore your own path, that positive path to fulfillment, right here in relaxation. Because you don't have to make any effort at all to explore that path to fulfillment. You can save all your physical energy, and later when you need it, you can draw on that energy, that calmness, that positivity that you've saved up right here in relaxation to help you be even more confident than you thought possible. Because right here you can realize how valuable you are, that you're free to feel all your feelings. And you know that they'll not stop you. You can learn from everything you feel. Right here, you can realize that you're free to do what you want, what you choose to do. Life presents you with possibilities every day. It presents you with opportunities every day. And you can choose to take up that possibility, to seize that moment, to grab hold of the opportunity that you want to follow. And your feelings, they'll teach you, guide you. And as you learn, any fear can be transformed. Every moment that you used to call fear can now simply be transformed into heightened alertness, heightened energy, which are followed by superb responses from those great decisions that you can make. And you'll get used to that extra sensitivity and find that any fear can simply turn into excitement. You can call it excitement and passion and understanding over and over again. Just turning that fear on its head. Because when you do, your efficiency increases. And with that greater confidence, you know when you need to be prudent, and you know when it's safe to just relax and enjoy being completely free of any old inhibitions, because they're not here right now. Right here, right now is relaxation. And in that relaxation, confidence is just released within you. Feel it flowing through you with all the warmth of life and energy and excitement. Here in relaxation, you just discover more and more interests, possibilities and opportunities than you could even predict, because life always offers something new, something unexpected every day, and in this relaxation, sometimes you get used to that. You can trust life always to offer something unexpected, and you can become confident that it will offer you something unexpected. And it's your choice what to do, because you can focus your attention on any goal and feel instantly that power and that strength within you to make that decision, to discover just how strong you can be. And at the same time, calmer than you ever thought possible. Being alive every day, it's now a miraculous gift. Something that you can enjoy fully every day. Let yourself love life. And have that love for yourself too, because right now your self-image is allowed to change for the better. By simply leaving behind any old beliefs, it might please you, it might even amaze you to find that you're free to do things, free to say things, free to achieve things that perhaps you've never done before. Because long ago, as a baby, there was a point when you struggled to even stand. You struggled to walk, you struggled to hold things, you struggled to move that body wherever you wanted. Then as you grew, you began to move. You began to walk. You began to hold things so easy that right now you just take it for granted. You don't even think about it. You used to struggle with symbols, things you didn't understand when you first learned to read and write. And now you can read and write, often without even thinking. And there have been times where you've been struggling to achieve that kind of self-confidence and self-belief. You've been struggling to achieve that for long enough. So now, just let it happen. Just as you learn to walk, to move, to hold things, it can happen. Just as you learn to read and write, now you can take that self-confidence for granted. Something that's always been there, but something that's much clearer now, much easier than before. Everything becomes clearer and easier. You can understand the beliefs that once held you back were mistakes, blocks. Whatever your circumstances in the here and now, whatever your circumstances, whatever the situation, you can always return to the immediate calm perception of your breathing, because that's something that doesn't stop. Whatever's happening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can instantly return to the calm perception of breathing and find right there the courage within those breaths, the simplicity to feel sure of yourself. You can look forward to the successes of your future. And you can always glance back into the past. And as you look back, you can notice how your attitude has changed. Perhaps just small, unnoticeable changes day by day. But as you look back over a longer period, you notice just how much your attitude has changed. Every element of your past, giving you lessons to learn from. Feedback as to what works and what doesn't work. You might not yet understand just how much you can learn from the past and see it as positive guidance, but you can look forward to learning more right now. I want you to feel now more and more at peace with yourself, more at ease to face your own future, to create that future, whatever it brings, because deep within you is a source of strength. There's a source of courage that you can connect with as you simply allow yourself to feel what you feel. Right here, we realize that in every moment, in life, every moment is unique. Every moment is different. And we can't simply adjust a moment for ourselves, because moments just happen. So it's better to act right now. As soon as you realize there's an opportunity, it's better to act right now when you can, even in the face of uncertainty. It's better to act now than to wait and wait, hoping for things to be perfect. What is perfect? It's different for everyone. Negative emotions, those bad feelings, they're nothing more than the stages that we pass through on the way to wisdom. Negative emotions are no more than the stages we pass through on the way to wisdom. So I want you to pay attention to all those sensations within your body and notice how your body responds to your own imagination. And when you have a challenge or a goal to achieve, you'll concentrate on this and you'll access this energy within you now. And as soon as you've achieved whatever goal you need to achieve, you can relax. You can allow your attention to expand once again to include the whole world around you. And when you need to be reminded of your own powerful positive potential, just remember how good you look when you feel confident. This picture can come to your mind vividly, even now, clearly. Just imagining how good you look and feel when you're confident. This picture can come into your mind vividly and clearly, just stimulating you to be fully within your own power, to grasp hold of your own confidence, because you don't have to pay that much attention to that inner dialogue, that negative voice in your mind, because sometimes it carries on, sometimes it stays silent. And you can always step into a feeling of confidence and success as you simply silence that negative voice, that little voice that sits on your shoulder, the negative one. As soon as you hear it, you can step into that feeling of confidence and success and instantly silence that voice. And instead, rehearse your achievements. Imagine the feeling of having achieved something. Look down that list. Look at the things you need to do on that particular day, at that particular time. And imagine it being done, and think of the feeling you get when it's done. How good will it feel? Tune out that old-fashioned, unhelpful thought. Silence that voice, because your natural confidence now shines within you. You can feel that confidence, and you can feel it whenever you pause and breathe and relax, and soon you'll begin to recognize how every single manifestation of tension, every time you feel any tension, it's an invitation for you to relax. It's telling you, you need to relax. And you can simply invite that confidence into your life. Confidence, it grows within you like flowers grow in a garden. You just prepare the space, nurture it, and watch as it rises naturally all by itself. So whatever tension, whatever mental worry you feel, from now on, you'll just recognize it as a signal. Any bit of tension or worry is a signal to pause, to breathe deeply, to appreciate the moment here and now, to release that grip on worry, because there's always a way to do whatever you have to do without worrying. Step into your logical mind and figure out the way to do whatever you have to do without the need for worry. You can become interested, even fascinated, to discover that you can become more and more aware of all of your feelings. You can describe them as freely as you want in your own personal way, because each of us has possibilities that we're not even aware of. And we don't know how or when those possibilities will be realized, but we have all of these possibilities that we're not even aware of every day. So your inner mind now, it can review any memories, it can review any sensations or emotions or thoughts about confidence and how that feels. And you can begin to gain a new understanding of those things that will help you a great deal. And perhaps you don't know consciously just yet what will be the most useful result of this process. I know many people that achieve confidence without even knowing exactly how they did it. And that's fine. Who cares? You can succeed and feel great about yourself. For every single achievement, however big, however small, it's an achievement. So many changes are possible. By relaxing. Resting. And when you awaken, once again, you may notice the changes in your awareness. In time, it doesn't matter what it is, today. Because each day and each time can be different, the important thing is to sense, fully, whatever feelings begin to develop within you. And nurture all the positive ones. As you breathe out, you can just breathe out any negativity and suffering. Moving ever closer, ever deeper into your own awareness of this present moment. Just letting go of any pain, any worry, any anxiety. And rediscovering that trust within yourself to do the right thing. Each moment just filling with positive energy. Each moment an opportunity for you to appreciate how unique this moment is. Trust yourself. Rely on yourself, because I know that you're stronger than you think. The unceasing flow of life that can be a comfort to us. Because in that flow of life, you know that all suffering will eventually pass. Each and every moment, something new can be created. Each moment can bring you new energy, new confidence, just again and again. So receive right now a deep acceptance of you. You as you are now. Accept you as you have been. And accept you as you will be, more and more in the future. Just receive now that deep acceptance of you and who you are. Because every step of your journey, every day of your life is valuable. Life offers new challenges, new rewards every day. So enjoy the process of just becoming who you're meant to be. There's nothing more amazing than planting those seeds and waiting. Not knowing what kind of plants or flowers are going to grow. And I wonder if you've ever thought how difficult it is not to make decisions. I wonder if you've ever thought how difficult it is not to make decisions, but to not make decisions right now. I know it might sound a little bit confusing, but you see, to not make decisions is actually more difficult than it is to make those decisions. Because you have to decide that you'll not make a decision. Then you can realize that you actually did make a decision after all. The decision not to make a decision. So right now you can understand what I mean, perhaps, when I say that from now on it becomes actually very difficult to not make a decision. To sit on the wall. And because of this, you can already begin to realize that actually you do make decisions very easily every day, when you decide not to make decisions even. And isn't it interesting, the notion that even deciding to not make a decision is making a decision, when you think about it? Because it means that you easily make decisions after all. But of course, what most people mean to say is that they can't make a decision, and that's something quite different. What they mean is that you're not sure that you'll make the right decision. And that's an entirely different beast. When it's important to do so, some decisions are more important than others. Most of the time, when you have to make decisions, there can sometimes be that anxiety that someone else might not think you made the right choice. Or someone else may think they could have made a better decision. So from this day forward, whenever you have to make decisions for yourself, if you think someone else might be critical of that decision, you'll find yourself thinking, so what? So what? If someone else were to criticize a decision you make, you'll just find yourself thinking, so what? It doesn't matter. You can recognize that great truth that I spoke about earlier. That it was your decision to make, not theirs. You made the decision to the best of your ability, which is all anyone can do. And you can be confident and proud of that. because you've been making decisions without even realizing it for years. It's something that you are very good at. Perhaps deciding to catch a bus to go somewhere, to drive a car, to walk. Perhaps deciding not to make up your mind just at the moment about something or other. Deciding to listen to me, to help make decisions easily. Perhaps just deciding to wonder why making decisions looks so easy for some people and yet seems so difficult for others, because every action you take, everything you do, has to start with a thought, and then a decision to act upon that thought. And this all happens right in the background most of the time, without you even being consciously aware that it's happening. So you see, when you think at any point that you can't make decisions, you actually can. Because just to say that you can't make a decision started with a thought, and with a decision to speak that thought. So now I want you to make a very simple, very important decision right now, right here, at this moment. I want you to make a very simple and important decision right now. I want you to decide to absorb and to act upon all the positive suggestions that you're hearing right now. Just decide to yourself that you will absorb and you will act upon all the positive suggestions you hear right now. And even though you might not yet know exactly how you'll do that, it's only necessary to decide that you will act upon all the positive decisions about making decisions. And that powerful internal mind of yours will do the rest of the work. And when you've decided that you'll act upon all of those positive decisions, just hold on to that feeling. You see, you make decisions very easily. And it might be that you're now beginning to understand that only some decisions are difficult to make. When you're just not quite sure of what the outcome might be, perhaps. Or perhaps if you'll be able to cope with the outcome, if it wasn't the outcome that you'd hoped for. Or maybe because you can think of several different outcomes, you might have trouble making up your mind to which one you want most. So that sometimes it might be that you actually get none of the outcomes that you originally wanted, but something quite different instead, which often can turn out even better. Sometimes I know that you'll be thinking something like, but what if I get it wrong? We all do from time to time. What if I get it wrong? But that might actually be the wrong that you'll get by hesitating, by wondering. When you take no action at all, when you let somebody or something else be in charge of your life for that decision. Because every time you decide not to make a decision, or decide to think for a while about the decision that you might decide to make, you give others the opportunity to decide instead, so that the decision is based on their life, their desires, their wishes, their wants, their hopes, their goals, instead of yours. That's not right. That would mean that you'd decided to hand control over to someone else. And it would still be your decision to do that, but perhaps not the one you really wanted. So from this day forward, you're going to find something exciting happening. Something that may even surprise you at first, and then delight you, thrill you. Because you're going to discover that whenever you need to make a decision, you will become so aware that you're already in that process of making the decision, that you instantly know what choice to make. And you just make that decision confidently and easily, beginning to discover that you make decisions confidently and easily. And you can feel delighted at how clearly your mind can function before stepping into action. How easily you can make decisions when choices are available. how you instantly know what course of action to take when you have to decide. And it's going to begin to seem to you that once you made a decision, you recognize immediately and confidently that it is your decision, that it belongs to you. It's something you've decided. It was the best course of action given the information you had at the time. Because of this, you'll find yourself supremely confident at deciding on a course of action and stepping into that action simply by making a decision. And you'll find yourself feeling so confident at deciding on that course of action that it will seem that never really was a problem in the first place. Just finding yourself to be so confident that you make decisions easily and quickly. And because it's going to be this way, because you make decisions easily now, you find yourself being an inspiration to others. And that always feels good. To be that inspiration to others. Once you've made that decision, you recognize immediately and confidently that it is your decision. And that always feels good because it's important to relax and simply allow those decisions to be made. And stepping into action instantly, wonderful to know that you have all the confidence you need to do that. And you can forget and remember that confidence again as easily as you remember your name. You can allow that confidence to drift backwards and bring it forwards as easily as you simply remember your name. And you can ask your unconscious mind to let you know whenever you need that confidence that you have that confidence. And can stand up for yourself to ask for what you want, to set out and do what you want to do, to make those decisions, because your body knows how to relax. And when you go into that relaxation, you can let yourself go all the way down to the level you really need to become calm and clear. And you can let that breathing remind you of all that confidence within. And when you awaken, you can do so with a bright, delightful alertness, because the body can do that. And when you become awake, you can just feel assertive and at ease and relaxed and confident at the same time. And you'll find yourself enjoying that feeling too. We can all daydream. We can all sleep. We can all wake up. Although we don't know consciously how we wake up at times, but we do. And you can begin to slowly allow yourself to awaken now, as I begin to count backwards, just feeling more refreshed and alert. As I count backwards from 10 to 1, as I reach 1, you can then allow yourself to wake, becoming more in touch with your inner peace, ready to express all that energy within your body whenever you need to enjoy this new, healthy, confident, assertive decision making. So you can begin to slowly awaken, very slowly now, calm and confident, as I count from 10, 9, 8, gradually awakening, 7, 6, and 5, and maybe you'll want to take a nice deep breath and a stretch as you awaken with 3, 2, and 1, eyes open, wide awake, welcome back.